Marvelous Mind Radio. Hey everybody, this your girl Bree with the Marvelous Mind Radio. Yeah, Brianna Clearly, aka Be Clear, aka give me an African name because you know the African names. Anyway, I'm talking to my special guest, co-host, Miss Princess Likei. Did I say that right?
Must you put my full government on blast right now?
She's so discreet. Yeah, I do. Anyway, she has like all the hot African names. So if you guys want one, you can find her on Facebook and she'll find one for you. She hasn't given me one yet, though. But anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about. That's neither here nor there. We are going to be talking about, well, I'm going to be telling you guys some of my business. That's what's really going to happen. And she, as my sister in soul, is going to give her input on my shitstorm of a love life. But I guess I can just start with, you know, what's been going on. Do you think that's a good place to start?
Yeah, give us the full background.
Okay, so I'm going to try to make it quick. I'm going to give you the clip notes. So, recently I was in what Fab has coined a situationship. And I was basically dealing with someone off and on for about a year or so. And it was, it was one of those situations where you are kicking it, you're getting to know each other, you're affectionate and intimate with each other, and, you know, you talk on the phone, and you guys say sweet things to each other, but it doesn't really have
a title.
It definitely doesn't have a title, and it doesn't have a real direction. And throughout this off and on situationship, we had a lot of ups and a lot of downs, a lot of low points, which is why it was off and on, because there would always be something to happen that would, as I like to say, restart the clock on whatever it was that we were building, if you want to call it that. And most recently, what happened, which was kind of, I guess, the nail in the coffin, was I recently went to go see this person, and first day I was there, it was great. Now, let me just say this. Before I even went, I had a negative feeling, but I was trying to overcome that negative feeling with hope and positivity.
Showed you.
Right. I was trying to overcome that negative feeling. And even when I got there, it was kind of like I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. So the Friday I was there was cool. Like, the Friday was cool. Like, you know, he got out the car. When I came to the airport, he got out the car and greeted me. He took my bag. You know, and so these are all things that I'm thinking, like, is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? And so as he's doing them, I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is going to turn out all right. So, you know, he gets out the car and greets me. He takes my bag, puts it in, you know, puts it in the car. We get to his apartment. He carries the bag in. So I'm like, okay, you know what? This is not so bad. Maybe it'll be okay. You know, we have our little tiffs or whatever, but it ends up being a nice day/night. Saturday comes around. It's not a complete 180, but it's kind of like if there was a meter, it was swinging to 180 until it got to a point where we were drinking and I felt very disrespected. And what did I do? I put them paws on him. As Scrappy would say, I put them paws on him. Now, anybody who's heard the show knows that we had a show about, you know, I don't want to say you could call it domestic abuse or violence or whatever it is, or just fighting people, really. Fighting people that you're involved with, or, you know, have a family tie to, or something like that. And you guys know that I'm completely against it. So in no way, shape, or form am I going to excuse my behavior. I will say this. I've never done anything like that to anyone in my life. It's not like me. I'm not a fighter. It's just not what I do. I like to talk things out. But with alcohol in my system, I got to a breaking point. Now, what could he have done so bad, you say, that would cause me to lay hands on him and not for healing? Well, I saw him, first of all, the whole day he wasn't talking to me. It was kind of like we were in the same room, but we were on different planets. That's how it
felt. Did something happen, or did he just woke up and was just that way?
He woke up like this. He woke up like this. I'm sorry.
He woke up flawless.
He woke up flawlessly distant. So we really weren't speaking. He wasn't really affectionate to me. It was like if I came in a room, he left the room. When he was, that's kind of like what it was. You know, he was texting and having phone conversations with other people. When he was on the phone, he would like leave the apartment or go outside or go into another room and have these conversations. But I'm kind of like taking it like, okay, whatever. I know he's a moody person. He has his mood swings. So I'm kind of just like dealing with it. But when we go out to this barbecue or whatever, it continues. And the people that we're with are conversing more with me than he is. And this whole time, he's consistently, continuously on his phone. So when we're leaving this barbecue cookout shindig, he and I are in the backseat. And I see him on the phone looking at pictures of girls, I guess, from his text messages. Not only is he doing that, but he's like taking selfies and sending them back. And you know, when liquor is involved in your system, you know, you have a lot less, help me, a lot less self-control.
You have a lot less control.
Yeah, you have a lot less self-control. And so it just got to the point where I just felt so disrespected that I lashed out. And you know, I apologize for it, but I'm saying all this to say, and of course there are other things that happened within our relationship, if that's what you want to call it, that just is like, you get to a point where you're like, you know what, if this is what I am going to become dealing with you, then this is not right for either one of us. It can't be, because this is not me. You know what I mean? For me to come so far out of my character and for the worse, it's bad. So I don't know. I say all that to get into this conversation of these situationships that we get ourselves into and how we can go about being honest with ourselves and getting what we want and deserve and need out of a companion. I mean, I know that you know a lot about this kind of neutral zone that you get caught in with a significant other. Yeah. So what do you have to say? I mean, you know a lot about this relationship that I speak of.
Oh yeah. I think sometimes certain people bring out certain vices in us that we didn't know we had. Yeah. And I think in his part, one day was cool. The next day was like, who are you? I always wonder what made him just switch like that.
Yeah.
Because you're just giving up. If I were you, I would have felt some type of way. Like, why are you out here entertaining other people when I'm here? I flew
come
to
on.
Your school.
Please, preach.
And you couldn't even be a host. You know? I think communication is very important in this part. Like, so you don't want to talk to me. You don't want to be in the same room with me. I'm staying in your house, uncomfortable. And you are out there taking selfies, accepting phone calls. You might as well just tell me to get out of your house.
I ain't gonna tell you how he called the cops on me, even though I just did. But yeah, he also called the cops on me because we were arguing, and he just made it seem as
what was
though
prior to
I
you
was
putting his hands
wrong,
on him?
Huh?
Or after Kim calling the popo.
Yes, the popo. He called the cops once we got back to the apartment. But because, you know, the conversation kind of continued, because that was my whole thing. It's like, why am I here? Like, why would you tell me to come here? Why would you agree to me coming here if this is how you were going to act? And again, like, I'm not going to excuse the way that I acted. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it was right, because I don't think it's ever right to put your hands on someone. But I'm just explaining where my head was at. And of course, again, this is like a cycle with him where, you know, one day we'll be all cool and we can talk about being in a relationship and being together and getting married and having kids, and then the next day it's just like, well, you know, it's not really like that. Like, yeah, I love you, but I love you like I love my best friend. That's a guy. I love you like a homeboy, you know. And it's kind of like that back and forth, and I allowed myself to get caught up in that and what I wanted to believe, even though I knew something to be different. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's where, at least for me, the issue came in, is because I knew better, but I believed in something else, so I didn't do better. You know what I mean? I hoped for what he was unwilling to give.
And so gone.
I mean, that's kind of it. It's just, and even now, you know, it's hard. I have to keep telling myself now, like, even if he were to contact me,
which
I can't even, he hasn't. But
okay.
I think to myself, well, even if he were to contact me, I could not open that door anymore. Even though my heart wants to. And why? Why would my heart want to open myself up to someone who could be so disrespectful and inconsiderate to me? Because for all of that, I think there are still a lot of positive things that he brought to my life. But even before I get into that, it's about realizing that sometimes people in your life for a season. And you have to take the good things that they brought to you and hold on to those without holding on to that person.
Sometimes you lose what you hold on to. I think sometimes we overlook these cliches because it seems so basic and generic, but if something was meant for you, you wouldn't have to go through 1 million hoops for it to come to you.
Right.
You know? And yeah, these situationships, quote unquote, you learn from everything. You learn from every relationship, whether it's a business relationship, intimate relationship, it's a friendship. I mean, if you're entertaining a person for a considerable amount of time or years, it means that they're bringing, well, hopefully, that's not always the truth, that they're bringing something to your life, mm-hmm. that they're adding more than they're subtracting, and then mm-hmm. throughout the years they just start subtracting. Now they just start taking you down. You never want to let someone's presence in your life make you act that way.
Yeah, exactly.
When he pushed those boundaries, when all of this could easily be prevented with a simple miscommunication.
Well, I'll even go as far to say this. Like, I don't think any relationship can be perfect. I think every relationship is,
of course. Tell me, show me one. Show me a perfect relationship.
And then you're going to say, hey, something in the water ain't clean, okay? Something in
like,
the water ain't clean.
Y'all don't, like,
don't try
it. What's going
on?
Do you guys see each other?
But I think, you know, what really kind of defines a relationship, any type of relationship, really is how you deal with miscommunication and conflict and seeing things differently. But I want to go, you know, on record by saying that I don't think that this person is a terrible person. I think that he's a great person. And you know what? He did bring a lot of value to my life as far as, you know, my perspective, how I look at certain things, how I think about certain things. He challenged me in that way. And he also challenged me when it comes to how I deal with a certain type of man. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, whether it's timing or whether it's just he and I and, you know, our lack of compatibility, it just was not working. You know what I'm saying? I think not only were we on different pages, but because we were on different pages, even if we were on the same page, I think that there's a certain level of compromise and sacrifice, and he wasn't willing to meet me there. I feel like I was going and trying to meet him where he was, but there was no appreciation in that, and there was no reciprocity in that. And that ultimately is why we couldn't make it work, because he was comfortable where he was and he didn't feel the need to give me more. And I made the situation comfortable for him. You know what I mean? Anytime that he would come back and say, oh, I apologize for this, or my bad about this, it was just like, okay, well, I accept your apology. And he didn't have to earn my trust back, or he didn't have to earn that relationship that we built back. It was just like handed back to him. And so
I think sometimes we often fall into patterns, mm-hmm. where even in past relationships or just friendships for that matter, it's like we both realize that something happened that made us be very distant. But when we get together, we never talk about it. We're just like, okay, you just go back from where you started.
Right.
It's like that boat never ended. It's like it's continuous. But then it's like when you don't find a resolution, and to say like, not only do I not want this to happen again, but how do we not make this? But when you just say, oh, that was really hurtful, I don't want this to happen again, and you don't recall you having a resolution, and then it happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's important that you seem to exhibit like a very strong sense of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And forgiveness is good, because like I don't want someone to ever always bring up what I did back. Yeah. Because if you're still talking to me, then which means you
forgave me. Up. Exactly. You forgave me.
But you do not forget. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing is then when you really care about a person, now you have to be cautious of their every move. You're like, oh gosh, they might do this again.
Yeah.
And it builds up insecurity in you, because like, you and I, we love each other. The chemistry is so instant, but holy shit, watch us in the next month or two. And the last thing I want to do is like, when I'm with you, I'm wondering like, if you wake up tomorrow, I never want to be with a person where today or tomorrow is uncertain of how they're going to feel about me. Exactly. I don't want to be with someone who's unsure or who's fickle. Granted, the relationship boundary lines have been...
Reconnecting.
I guess it depends on how you start off.
Okay, hold on, because you definitely we got some poor connection. Okay, so you said the relationship boundaries, that's where you were at.
Yeah, I think relationships change. Relationship evolves, especially when you spend, either if the person was just an associate and then you start spending a considerable amount of time with them, relationships are meant to evolve, whether it's for good or for bad.
Yeah.
That means that you guys took the chance and you evolved and you figured that it's time to take this relationship to the next level. Now, I don't understand why so many people are dragging their feet nowadays.
Yeah.
I think just people really come... I think from my observations that a lot of people in our age are really stuck in unhealthy relationships.
It's the era of the hookup, girl. This is the era of the hookup.
The era of the situationship.
This is the era of the bae.
You know, and I'm trying to understand, like, where is it just sort of like, is this sort of the trend?
I don't know.
Because it's like, if you have everything in common with the person, granted, there's certain, I guess it depends on the person's availability, mm-hmm. emotional availability, whatever financial availability or just your own self availability. Like, I'm really available and accepting to love. Because I've never been in very, like, volatile relationships. But then certain people, I'm trying to understand the psychology of why we our choices are in relationships and why we do what we do.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a root to this. Often stems from our parents. We like certain things about our dads, and when we...
Even if you don't like certain things.
It's a good and a bad. Like,
you look for what you lacked. But in searching for what you lack,
you got a new daddy.
But in searching for what you lack, you probably just head towards the same thing. And I think that's because of unresolved issues that you might have with your parents. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what it is. Until you can resolve whatever issues that you had with the way you were raised, you're going to attract those things that you had issues with. You know what I mean? That's because, you know, you haven't dealt with it. But even going back to how to push a relationship forward, I think a big part of that is when there is, because I think naturally people test each other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what can I get away with? Right. But I think that's just kind of what we do. Like, okay, it's all good, but what happens in the midst of adversity? And I think that, anyways, for me, what I don't do is when something happens once, I'm not firm enough in my feelings. I have my feelings, I kind of sort of express them, but I'm not stern about, this made me feel this way, and if you ever make me feel this way again, we're done. Like, I will cut you off. I've never been that type of person. And I think sometimes that's the way that you have to be. You have to be very, and not only say it, have the courage to say it, but have the courage to do it if that time ever comes. So I think that when you're in these situationships, what ends up happening is that you kind of feel like, oh, well, we're not together, so it's not my place to say this, or we're not together, so it's not my place to ask about that. Well, we're not together, so it's not my place to even feel this way. But realistically,
are you kidding me?
Right. Right. Like, if we're gonna be, you know that you're not looking at me as just a friend. You know that I'm not looking at you as just a friend. So
don't play your life like stop.
don't try my life.
It's a lot of denying.
But you know what it is? That's the loophole. The loophole in a situationship is that, you know, when things are good, we can act, hey, you bae, you boo, you my main, whatever. That's my baby. But when shit hits the fan, well, we're not even together, so how are you going to add? That's the loophole in the situationship of not having a title or that commitment.
It's funny you said that. I saw this meme, and you saw this guy and a girl, they're all cooed up, and they're like, that's not my girl. Like, oh, no?
Really? Okay. So but y'all together all the time. That's your WCW every week.
Yeah. But y'all not.
But y'all not together because there's no title.
There's something in the water. I need to start boiling mine.
And you know, I mean, quite honestly, clearly, I don't have all the answers. Because if I had all the answers, I'd probably
be
married.
You ain't got the answers.
I ain't got that. You ain't got the answers, Sway. You ain't got the answers,
You ain't
Sway.
Got the answers. Be clear.
I ain't got the answers.
Let's be clear on this.
Please. Right. But so, you know, I'm putting this out there. I'm putting, you know, my little bit of a story, you know, a snippet of my story
out there. They don't need to know about your business.
No, they don't need to know at all. But
you know what? Sometimes it's better to just really, at this point, be discreet. Yeah. Man, if we want to end, let's end in silent. Like,
but you know what? I think that's also part of the issue is that, you know, he and I dealt with each other for a very long time. But nobody would ever know it because we were just so discreet. Like, people are really scared to take the plunge. Like, let's be in a relationship. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
think sometimes people are scared because, like, well, I guess if I can keep you at bay.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I bring you close to me, like, whatever that we had.
There's no, but there's also a certain level of responsibility that comes along with being in a relationship.
Yeah, they don't want that.
They want the perks. They want all the perks. They want to be able to call you whenever, you know what I mean? Somebody wants to be able to call you whenever they feel like it, whenever they're having, you know, one of those days.
You know, you need to be doing this.
Mm-hmm. They, you know what I mean? They want to be able to ask you personal questions about this and that and the third. But when it comes down to being responsible for someone else's feelings and being considerate of someone else's feelings, you know, people don't want that responsibility. But it's like, you know, when you enter into a situation like this, you're already responsible. You've already taken on the responsibility. You're just not taking ownership. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't get it. I don't get why people just can't say, you know what? I really like you. You really like me. We've gotten to a certain level. Let's try to be together. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure your little line of hoochies or whatever they are, your little line of chicks, I'm not going to call them hoochies because that's disrespectful. We got to empower our women. But that line of chicks that loved you so much and really wanted their chance, they'll still be there. And they'll be there even more and want you even more because they know that you're not afraid of commitment. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. It's just like people want to have options.
I love how you have to abide by these codes now. Like, you can't text him first. You can't hang out with him if you don't want to.
You can't tell him you miss them. You can't tell him how you feel.
Like, shit, if I want to hang out with you, why do I have to, like, I guess those games are, like, in the brain somehow.
Yeah. And I know that you have to play. That's the sad part. But it's, you know, for me, it's not about the games being in place that I have an issue with. It's about when are the games over? When do we stop playing these games and grow up and take it further? You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. I mean, it's a very difficult time to date. Not only date, but be in a relationship. It's a very difficult time. And, you know.
The thing is, if you're not ready to be in a relationship, don't act like you're ready to be in a relationship.
Don't damn walk and talk like a duck and quack and waddle. And then when it comes down to being like, oh, so you're a duck? Nah, I ain't no duck. Like, child, I don't have time. I really don't have time for the foolishness. It's just like we're gonna do everything like we're in a relationship. But when I say, so are we gonna be in a relationship? Nah, I ain't even really ready for all that. Like, I'm good where we at. Like, no, life doesn't work like that. I always say this, you're either moving towards someone or away from them. You cannot sit in the same place.
There has to be a goal, all this hanging out, like,
for what?
Like, if I wanted to hang out in my damn house.
I mean, but, you know, I mean, it's tough. It's really tough because I can speak for myself. When you invest your feelings in someone, it takes a long time to get that space back that you gave them. Time out.
Wrap it up.
Oh, it's not quite that time yet. Anyway, no, not really. It's almost that time. But yeah, you know, I was just saying that, you know, when somebody, you invest that kind of time into someone and you invest your feelings into someone and it doesn't work out, especially in a game like this game of limbo, it's hard.
I need to master the art of not catching feelings. So that seems to be the buzz. You're not supposed to catch. As if emotions are not like the cornerstone of all human relationships.
Right.
Like, so you're just zombie.
Yeah, you either have one problem or the other. Either you're too open or you're too closed off. It's a very, very special person that's right in the middle that has that perfect balance. But I don't know. We don't have, like I said, I don't have the answers, Sway.
In the end, we know what we need to do. We need to minimize the bullshit. Like, I think these are all learning curves because going forward, it's like, what is your intentions with me?
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to be in a situationship, and if I'm feeling like I want to be in a situationship, then okay.
Then we can do that.
It's not those things, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship, but yet you want to have this play pretend. You want to act like a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, do I need to be your girlfriend if you're going to treat me like your girlfriend?
I don't know. You know what it is? It's like things cannot happen organically anymore because there's always going to be a stopping point to where it's like either we're going to keep going on this way and not saying anything, or somebody has to put their foot down and say, okay, what are we doing? Because it feels like we're doing, I don't want to say boundaries because I don't necessarily believe in boundaries, but I believe in having direction. And yeah, having an understanding.
You can't be just driving the car.
Right.
However you want, however you see fit. I'm just like, hold on.
And we end up where we end up. Like,
I don't trust your direction.
I'm just saying this. Like, it's cool to get in for a little joyride. But at some point, you need to have a destination.
Yeah.
You have to have a destination at some point. It's okay to get in the car and just ride out and release and... But at some point, you have to figure out, okay, now where are we going? And that's what
unless you're a really good actor to the point where you could really spend, a person can be 6 months, 2 years, and like, you don't really like this person? So what the freak? Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Get it together. Minimize the bullshit, please.
Well, I don't, you know, this is an ongoing conversation. Maybe we'll talk about this again. Oh, for anybody who's wondering where Kiara is, she's trying to live life. I just shaded her. Girl, you know I love you, Kiara. Anyway, yeah, she's out living life.
It sure enough is.
But yeah, so, you know, neither of us have a real life. So she's out there, you know, working on one and being more active. But she's still very much a part of Marvelous Mind Radio for anybody who was wondering. But we're gonna wrap it up. Hopefully, maybe, I don't know, if somebody else wants to try to give me some relationship advice on how to get a great guy who is willing to commit, please let me know. I don't know, right? Take it to the Lord.
I think at the end of the day, regardless of your love, is a wonderful thing if you find it. And yeah, it's perfect. Love is one. Don't give up.
Yeah, I'm not giving up. Love, you know? Y'all.
Don't get too hurt, or don't become too closed off. Because when you do what if
I'm not even closed off at all? I feel like I'm incapable of being closed off, but that's a whole nother story. So, anyways, if you're interested in, here you go, randomly breaking out in the song. So, if you're interested, if somebody wants to, you know, follow you or reach you or tweet you, how would they get in contact with you, Miss Princess?
You can find me on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. She needs some followers. Help her out.
I don't need some followers. I'm so lazy on that.
But I'm okay, lazy. So what's your Twitter name?
My Twitter name is Q/RENTUR.
It's not a slash, it's an underscore.
It's an underscore, I'm sorry.
Q_ENTUR, right?
Yeah, Q Renter.
I don't even know what that is. She's such a weirdo. Okay, so anyway, that's probably the best place to find her. Although, you go in on Facebook. What's your Facebook?
Yeah, but I know that's a little too invasive.
Oh, excuse me. So, find her on Twitter. And if you guys...
Let's build a Twitter following, and maybe we can be Facebook friends.
Oh, shit. All right, well, if you guys want to find me, you can find me on pretty much everything at Brianna Clearly, BRIANA. Clearly. And yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed this show, enjoyed my business. And keep supporting. Make sure you share with your friends and your family and your enemies and your children and your cats and your dogs. And thank you guys so much for the support. Love you, and we out. Say bye, girl.
Bye, y'all.